What is it that we're living for?
Welcome to American Acapella, where you'll hear the best in barbershop harmony. For those of you who may be new to our show, acapella is vocal music without instrumental accompaniment, and barbershop harmony is a style of acapella. Although we play barbershop music most of the time, we may stray every now and then to bring you some other great styles of music. We'll also have special guests join us from time to time so you can hear how barbershop harmony has impacted their lives. American Acapella is brought to you by the Judson Group. I'm Joe Connolly, and now here are your mighty awesome hosts, Mike Mano and Jamie Jones.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And you're?
I'm Mike Savard.
Mike Savard, our special guest this week. Mike is a member of the Narragansett Bay Chorus, the barbershop group from Providence, Rhode Island, and he's here to play some of his favorites and do a little reminiscing with us.
We have five mics in the studio.
We do. We have the three that we're talking on, and then Mike and Mike. See that?
How that was
works?
A good joke, huh?
That was very good, Jamie. You're so perceptive.
I've been waiting for that for a week.
Been doing that. Well, the reason Mike is here is not only is he a good friend, but he's also the baritone of Jamie's quartet.
Is he?
Yes. Did you know
that?
I didn't
even know that the whole time.
You can't see me on the other side of the lead in the bass, so it doesn't really matter who's over there.
Some guys get lucky.
Second Nature is the name of the quartet. And if you want to remember the name of the quartet, all you've got to think of is a song, I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face. It's second nature to me now.
Yeah, that, you know, we have to learn that song.
I think you're right.
That'll be in everybody's head now. Now, Mike, the reason you're here is not just because we're all good buddies, but because as a representative of the Narragansett Bay Chorus and the Providence chapter, you are the membership vice president.
I am.
So, big shot. And you come from another district. So you have a lot of barbershopping experience, or actually a couple other districts, right?
Yeah. Started in Pennsylvania, which is in the Mid-Atlantic District, then moved to Illinois, which has its own district. It's kind of a big state.
Yeah.
And now here in Northeastern for about 2 years, back in my hometown area. But
so today's show, unlike most of the shows we do, where Jamie and I switch off and I play barbershop and Jamie plays other stuff.
That's right.
Jamie is simply here as a inserter of knowledge and wisdom.
That's true, yes.
You like that? Inserter?
Yeah, inserter. I'm an inserter. We'll leave that at it as it is.
I'm not commenting on the wisdom part.
We'll comment on that. But we want Mike to have an opportunity to talk about a special program that's coming up with Providence. So give us a little quick tidbit about that, and then we'll get to some of your favorite songs.
Sure. So in support of our education mission as part of the Barbershop Harmony Society, we are putting on a Learn to Sing program, which is going to start on the first Thursday in November. And it's going to be 4 one-hour sessions. So anybody who would like to try singing with the chorus, try singing barbershop, this is a wonderful opportunity to do that with no strings attached. There's no cost. There's very little commitment. But if you really want to, you know, been wondering about what it is to sing barbershop, to sing a cappella, here's a great opportunity to just go learn a song. You get a chance to sing with the chorus on our holiday show in December if you choose to do that. Or you can just come and enjoy the fellowship and the singing, and we'll have some coaching from our directors, and you'll get to actually stand on the risers and work with the chorus and learn a song.
All right. Well, we'll get to more details about that, but I want to get to some music pretty quickly. And Mike, you mentioned that you were in the Illinois district. And when you were in the Illinois district, you probably met a few of these guys that are going to sing this song. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so this is Chiefs of Staff. They're the 1988 Barbershop Harmony Society champions. And the baritone of that quartet is a very good friend of mine and my wife's. In fact, we lived down the hall from him and his wife for a couple of years that we lived there and sang with him in the chorus. Chuck Sisson, the lead of that quartet, was also involved in the chorus that I sang then there. And he came and did coaching, particularly on performance, because he's such a phenomenal lead singer and so expressive and so emotional.
Right, absolutely.
So they have a special place in my heart, and I wanted to share their music with everybody to kick this off.
All right. So what song have you chosen from Chiefs of Staff?
Kiss Me One More Time.
Goodbye. Can you really say goodbye, goodbye? How can a kiss be
become bittersweet when the loving days are through. And why do lives become incomplete? I ask only this of you. Kiss me one more time before we say goodbye. You can't believe me, not really leaving. Put your head upon my shoulder. I'll try to hide the tear that's in my eye. You said at the beginning that you would always stay. Now you're the one who's winning, and I'm the one to pay. Just kiss me one more time. Just hold me one more time. Please kiss me once before you say goodbye. Can you really say
obviously a live recording of Chiefs of Staff back in 1988. And a little tidbit, Jamie, you probably don't know this. Mike might know it, but this little tidbit for you. Okay. Chiefs of Staff have a Northeastern District connection.
Oh, they do?
In that our 1960 champions, the B-Sharps, had the bass singing Don Bagley, who went on, moved out to Chicago area, became the base of Chiefs of Staff.
Oh, really?
So, see, a little connection there. Just wanted to show off a little
Thanks.
Bit that
Thanks.
I knew all that stuff. And, Mike, what do you have for us next?
Next song I picked was from Ringmasters. They're the 2012 Barbershop Harmony Society champions. And the connection with Chiefs was very personal. But the connection with Ringmasters is more just kind of a society fraternity thing. They do this thing at the international contest called Sing with the Champs. And if you pay a little bit of a donation that goes to the Youth and Harmony Foundation, you get to sing a song with a championship quartet. So I did this with Ringmasters, I can't remember when, probably 2015 or so. And wonderful guys, really made me feel welcome on stage and really made me feel like, hey, I could actually sing pretty well. I'm not going to play that recording for you. I can show it to you offline. It is on YouTube. But I wanted to pick something that I really enjoy from Ringmasters in terms of, you know, not the stereotypical barbershop song. So this is Ringmasters doing Blackbird.
Okay, and the unique thing about Ringmasters, Jamie, is that they're from
Sweden.
There you go.
Thank you.
There you go. See that?
You didn't even have to mouth it to me. I knew they were like I knew that.
And they were our first North American champion.
Oh, were they? They were the first one.
Yeah, here we go. All right, Blackbird.
This is Blackbird. Hope you like it.
Bum, 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 bum.
broken ice and dark sea. All your life, you were all waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of the dark black night. Dead of night, take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to rise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
Once again, obviously, a live recording with a lot of applause. Pretty excited about Ringmasters. Yeah. They were.
Sounds like a second nature performance.
Okay.
Someday.
We'll just end it right there. And let's go to, well, we have time for one more song in this first segment of the program. And we're going to switch gears, go from male to female.
Yeah, GQ is a fantastic quartet that I've also had the privilege to get to know a little bit personally. In fact, had them sing at our, my wife and I had an anniversary party here in Rhode Island.
Yes, you did.
A year and a half ago now. Yeah. And we're lucky enough to get this group to come and perform for our friends, which is pretty phenomenal. This is a song that...
Mike, you forgot to mention it was a phenomenal MC at that.
There was an amazing MC.
I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, you weren't in the quartet yet.
That's right.
You weren't known.
Mike did us the service of providing the MC at the show, which was a lot of fun. And we had After Hours as well, which is a quartet that we'll play a little bit later. But GQ is a Sweet Adeline's quartet and recently finished third in the world at their international contest just about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a song that's not really a barbershop song. You wouldn't be able to sing it in a barbershop contest, but it demonstrates, I think, a little bit of the flexibility and just the skill of some of these top musicians that are singing barbershop now. So this is a song that's been playing on the radio just in the last few years called Timshel.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more. Dum 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 dum. Death is at your doorstep, and it will steal your innocence, but it will not steal your substance. You are not alone in this. You are not alone in this.
As brothers we will stand and we'll hold your hand. Hold your hand. You are the mother, the mother of your baby child, the one to whom you gave life. And you have your choices. You are not alone in this. You are not alone in this. As brothers, we will stand and we'll hold your hand. Hold your hand.
Welcome back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
I'm Mike Savard.
There you go. We have a special guest with us this week. Mike Savard, baritone of Second Nature, quartet that Jamie is the tenor in.
That's
right. It is probably worth mentioning the fact that you do have a lead and a bass.
We do?
Yeah. Well, they're not as important as you two guys.
No,
but,
that's true.
But Rababa Bernard is singing lead.
Also part of NBC.
Also part of vice president of NBC. And your bass singer is Jeff Oxley.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
he sort just, of. Yeah.
Sounds like
Evan Costa.
Evan Costa sounds like Jeff Oxley.
That's right, from the New Bedford chapter.
From the New Bedford chapter. Okay, well, that's great that we have a relatively new quartet in our mix in the area. And you've been busy doing some shows with NBC as a quartet, and that's always a lot of fun to have you on board with us. Mike is here specifically to talk about a guest night. Or guest nights that are going to be happening. And Mike, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we really want to provide an opportunity for people to kind of dip their toe into choral singing. There's a lot of research out now about the benefits of choral singing. And I think those of us that have been doing it for a long time kind of see these things, but never really necessarily connected the dots on some of that. So there's studies out talking about increase in self-confidence, reduced stress levels. Not for you, though, Jamie.
a little bit.
All right, that's good. Strengthening the immune system, improving mood. So a lot of tangible benefits to singing in a chorus.
It is a great way to take your mind off of the daily stress of work and wife and kids.
Right.
And
I remember
husbands and kids.
When I was a kid, and my dad would always say, you can't sing and be mad. So you might as well just sing all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
It really does a lot for me to improve my mood, certainly. And I've made the most incredible friends in barbershop. And, I always kind of thought that good people were attracted to singing. But looking at some of this research, maybe it's actually that singing creates good people.
That could be. There you go.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good thing to be talking about. And we're specifically talking about the Narragansett Bay Chorus, a men's a cappella chorus. If you're not familiar with the Barbershop Harmony Society, it's one of many hundreds of chapters in the United States and Canada, and located in beautiful downtown Providence as far as the charter is concerned, but North Providence is the rehearsal hall. And, Mike, you have the address and so forth and website?
Yeah, the address where we'll be on November 7th is the first day of our Learn to Sing program is at the Knights of Columbus Hall at 15 Bassett Street in North Providence. And the website is www.singnbc.com.
Singnbc.com. Easy to remember. And there are going to be four nights, one right after the other, November 7th, 14th, 21st. And then we skip Thanksgiving and then go to, what is, December 5th.
You guys couldn't get NBC.com? Was that taken?
There's some other organization that had first rights to that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some small business.
You couldn't just buy it from them?
We probably should have negotiated.
Right. You could have negotiated.
We could have gotten a hold of John Miller. He probably would have given it to us.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Let's move along on the memories of Mike Savard and acquaintances and so forth. And now this whole segment, we're going to attribute to one group called Forefront. Tell us about that connection.
So Forefront, when I was singing, I was a pretty new barbershopper, singing in a small chapter in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And it's pretty common thing for barbershop chapters around the country, around the world, to put on an annual show as kind of their primary fundraiser for their chapter, for their chorus. And quite often they will invite a top-ranked international quartet to be the headliner of these shows. So the second show that I was a part of as a barbershopper, Forefront was the quartet that was the headliner of that show. And they had asked for someone to volunteer to kind of usher them around town while they were there, pick them up at the airport, take them back and forth to the... Exactly. And when you think lackey, you think me. So I took the opportunity to do that, and so got a chance to meet these guys and become friends with them, as well as become fans of their singing. And so we then followed them around to each of the international contests as they were moving their way up the ranks, and were on their cheer squad and rooting them on at the interviews on the webcast and cheering for them from the audience, and got to see the evolution of how they grew as a quartet and how much work it took for them to get there and how incredibly gifted and incredibly hard they have to work to get to that level in the Barbershop Harmony Society to be an international champion. Well, it was pretty impressive to see, and we've maintained our relationship with them, and they're still considering them friends, and it's fun.
Four great guys, and this song you chose, "If You Love Me, Really Love Me."
Yeah, I think there's a common theme here with Forefront and After Hours, who we'll listen to in a little while, and Chiefs in terms of really expressive, really theatrical leads, and Kevin Hughes, who's the lead of Forefront, in my mind, is also in that category. And this is a song that I think really shows that off.
If you only say you're mine, I'll leave everything behind. Ever faithful, ever true, nothing matters, love, but you.
Nothing matters, love, but you, only you.
If the sun should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, if you love me, really love me, let it happen, I won't care. If it seems that everything is lost, never count the cost. If you love me, really love me, let it happen, darling, I won't care. Shall I catch a shooting star? where shall I bring it where you are? If you want me to, I will. I'd do anything at all, even make a mountain fall, if you'd only love me still. I would pledge you any vow, nothing matters to me now, just as long as you are there. You can set me any task, I'll do anything you ask, if you'd only say you care. Oh, my love, my love, if I should die.
I think it's worthwhile mentioning most of these groups we've been listening to that's recorded live. So these are not studio retakes or anything else. This is in front of a live audience, and being able to perform like that's pretty amazing. And there's another Northeastern connection in this group, Jamie. Do you know what that is? We had Don Bagley and Chiefs of Staff.
And
no. No, you don't know what this one is?
No.
I bet you do.
I do?
Yeah, the tenor. The tenor grew up in the Northeastern District.
Oh, he did?
Yes, from Montreal there, up there in Canada. Oh. You know, not near you.
Yeah, I know he.
Yeah. So, Mike, this next song features Drew, correct?
Surely does, and very taken out of the headlines, right? We just had Hamilton here in Providence a couple months ago, you know, big debut here in Rhode Island, and I was fortunate enough to be there.
Me too.
Yeah. And
I stayed home.
Good. I mean, oh, too bad.
It was a pretty interesting show. It's certainly unlike any other musical I've been to. And I think this is another example of, you know, preconceptions about what barbershop is kind of what kept me out of the hobby for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've been singing since I was 8 or 9 years old. I started in the Barrington Boys Choir of Rhode Island. Never really stopped, but never really thought that barbershop was for me until I started actually singing it, like the first time.
And hearing different songs that could be done in the style.
Yeah, when you think about kind of the preconceptions of, you know, Sweet Adeline and stuff, and those might still get sung once in a while, but it's definitely not what barbershop is about nowadays. And here's the perfect example of you can sing anything with a really good quartet.
It's not your dad's barbershop anymore.
Oh.
Right, Mike?
Oh, what's that now?
Silence. A message from the king. A message from the king. A message from the king. Of my love's not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember, we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. You say our love is draining and you can't go on. Wanna complain, and when I am gone, no, don't change the subject, 'cause you're my favorite subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Back like before, I will fight the fight and win the war for your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad, so don't throw away this thing we've had, 'cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
And so began the Revolutionary War, which lasted 8 years. In October of 1781, in Yorktown, Virginia, the British troops surrendered. The United States of America had won the war and gained their freedom. King George, however, was none too pleased.
They say the price of my war is not a price that they're willing to pay. Insane! You cheat with the French, now I'm fighting with France and with Spain. I'm so blue. I thought that we made an arrangement when you went away. You were mine to subdue. Well, even despite our estrangement, I've got a small query for you. What comes next? You've been freed. Do you know how hard it is to lead? You're on your own. Awesome. Wow. Do you have a clue what happens now? Oceans rise, empires fall. It's much harder when it's all your call. All alone, cross the sea. When your people say they hate you, don't come crawling back to me. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da everybody da 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 da.
Okay, Mike, we have time for one more song in this segment. What do you got for us?
Here's the last song from Forefront, another live recording of a Frank Sinatra chestnut that maybe not that popular, but they have a lot of fun with it, called Ring-a-Ding.
Ring-a-Ding. We'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding, ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ring-a-da-da, ba-ya-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, baby, gotta tell you that life is dull, it's nothing but one big lull. Then presto, you do a skull and find that you're reeling. She sighs and you're feeling just like a toy on a string. And your heart goes ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding. How could that funny face that seemed to be commonplace project you right into space without any warning? Warning, don't know if it's morning, nighttime, winter, or spring.
Winter or spring.
What's the difference? Ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding. Your hand, this captivating creature, and like it's planned, you're in the phone book looking for the nearest preacher. Life is swell, you're off to that small hotel, and somewhere a village bell will sound in a steeple, announcing to people how love is the loveliest thing. And the bell goes ring-a-ding-ding, 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 ring-a-ding-ding.
We are back on American Acapella. I'm Mike Maino, and sitting with Mike Savard and Jamie Jones. And Mike is here representing the Narragansett Bay Chorus, a male barbershop harmony group that sings all kinds of songs. And we're going to be doing a guest night in the month of November, right, Mike?
Yeah, we're very excited about this, an opportunity for some folks to try this whole barbershop thing out. You know, only 1 hour commitment. If you want to do it for 4 weeks in a row.
7:30 to 8:30, right?
8:30 in North Providence. www.singnbc.com or our Facebook page will give you all the information on the dates and times. But no cost to anybody who wants to participate. Just 1 hour that we're asking you to join us on each of those four nights. If you want to sing on our holiday show, get a free ticket to the holiday show, by the way. And
at La Salette Shrine. And it's always sold out. That's December 7th this year, Saturday afternoon. So it's a great event. And if you're listening and you don't want to come and sing with the chorus, or you can't, but you want to go to that show, tickets go very quickly. So I would suggest you go online, check out singnbc.com, and there's a flyer for the holiday show right on there. Mike, let's get to this newest championship quartet, friends of yours, called After Hours.
Yep, got to meet these guys when we lived in Illinois. In fact, I got to sing for Dan Wessler, the bass, as the director of my chorus for a couple years in Illinois. And another group of fantastic people, fantastic musicians that I got to see kind of climbing up the ranks until they actually won the international contest just recently in 2018. And here's a song that I grew up listening to as a teenager in Rhode Island back in the 80s that they've covered as a barbershop quartet piece.
Talking away, I don't know what I'm gonna say, I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
So, Mike, are there any qualifications to be part of the Barbershop Harmony Society or NBC or singing program?
We're looking for guys that just want to learn how to sing and have fun. If you've got singing experience, that's great. If you can read music, that's fantastic. But it's not a requirement. We provide learning media that allow you to learn the song by rote. You can hear your part on one channel and the other three parts on the other channel. Makes it really easy to pick it up. There's no requirement for singing experience. You know, we've had several guys that have never sung in a chorus before, came and joined. And one of the great things about the Barbershop Harmony Society is to focus on education and coaching, which I never saw in any other choral organization that I was a part of, really, since the boys' choir. Like, you really get people come in and teach you how to do this.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And remember, this particular event, the guest night, you don't have to make a long-term commitment. Just come in for an hour or two on a Thursday night and be able to perform at La Salette Shrine in front of a sold-out audience. That can be a lot of fun. Mike, I want to thank you for coming in tonight and sharing all of your thoughts about the Providence chapter and also the amazing quartets that you've gotten to know. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
All right. We have one more song to listen to, Mike, and that's going to be a song called You're a Heavenly Thing, right?
It's a song about me?
Could be.
I didn't know if there was a special meaning to this.
This is one of the things I love about Barbershop is we get to do a lot of kind of big band classic songs.
Mm-hmm.
And my uncle was pretty well-known jazz pianist, a Rhode Islander. He's in the Rhode Island Music Hall of Fame, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
Much like your tenor and your quartet, Mike. And so I always get a kick out of singing songs that I had heard him perform when he was playing. So this is probably originally made famous by Benny Goodman. And here's a after-hours version.
All right. In the meantime, next time we see you, we'll be looking forward to it. Right, Jamie?
That's right.
I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
And you're?
Mike Savard.
All right.
Baby, you stole this heart of mine. Just like the stars, your eyes, they shine. Your beauty always satisfies. And that's what makes you so
divine.
Baby, you're so fine, gonna make you mine. They took the moonlight out of the sky. They put the moonlight right in your eyes. Your eyes,
like a genie. You're a heavenly thing.
Baby, you're a heavenly thing.
They took the fragrance out of you and sprinkled roses all over you.
Just here.
Like a garment,
da-da.
You're a heavenly thing.
You're a heavenly thing.
They made a clinging vine. It's your embrace.
It's your embrace.
Stars that shine.
They light your face.
Stick them vine.
Put together everything.
On your lips they put the breath of spring.
And then they finished, called it a day.
They took
the model and threw it away.
Like an angel, you're a heavenly thing.
Yeah, they made a clinging vine.
Your embrace,
stars that
shine,
light
shine,
your face.
Light them up that you combine everything.
Put the breath of spring now. And then they finished, they called it a day. And they took the model, threw it away.
And I'll tell you something,
I'm happy that you're mine. You're so heavenly, baby. And you're mine, you're my angel divine. Yeah, you're so fine.
Thank you for tuning in to this month's episode of American Acapella. To listen to past shows, visit our website, americanacapella.com. And if you would like to have your group featured on a future program, please email us at wcri@classical959.com.